New York City is known for a lot of things. Bagels, wisecracks, the hustle and bustle, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. But one thing it's definitely not known for? Surfing. So let's just say I thought it was a bit queer when someone here at the Futuro Media Group suggested we host a surfing event for teens at the Vanderbilt YMCA in Midtown New York City. It turns out some folks in New York do surf. I met three middle-aged surf instructors from the New York Surf School who keep it going. Kevin Cash is used to New Yorkers being surprised by his passion.
Well, I grew up in Bay Ridge in Brooklyn, and when I was a kid, I used to spend my summers in Breezy. And when I'd come back to my neighborhood, you know, all the kids say, so what were you doing down there? You know, and I'd say, yeah, you know, I was fishing and, you know, surfing. Surfing? You know, I might as well have said I went to the moon.
Frank Cullen has lived on the West Coast, but finds his hometown of New York City especially convenient for surfing.
I started surfing in the summers in the early 1980s, and I remember coming out of Brooklyn with racks on the top of my car. And again, I lived in San Diego, and in Park Slope, Brooklyn, I was probably closer to the ocean than where I lived in San Diego. And I remember me and a buddy of mine, because he grew up in the neighborhood too that I grew up in, and we both surfed. We were the only two surfers in the neighborhood. And I remember that these two old ladies sitting on a stoop, and they're like, hey, look at the surfers. Just like that, in a real thick Brooklyn accent. I was like, only in Brooklyn, only in New York City.
These guys are the real deal. Now, they may not be surfing the 20-foot waves of Hawaii, but that doesn't mean they aren't hardcore. Here's Rich Livesey.
I went surfing yesterday. I put on a heavy 6mm wetsuit. I put on my hood, my gloves, my boots, and I had to walk across ice and snow to get to the ocean. And then I paddled out in the ocean. And the most dangerous thing about the whole ordeal yesterday was when I was coming back and I was all tired not to slip on the ice and the snow as I was coming off the beach and onto the street.
Before the class started, I noticed Frank doing something unexpected.
Can you just tell me what you're doing right now?
I'm putting up a subway map, and this is going to be a little surprise for the kids. Now, the reason I am putting a subway map up in the gym is to open these young kids' eyes to the fact that they can walk within two blocks of where we're standing right now, jump on a subway, and ride for about 60 minutes, 70 minutes, and come up out of that subway and be a block away from a surfing beach.
That beach is Rockaway Beach. Kevin talked to the teens about why Rockaway is so special.
Rockaway is, without a doubt, the most diverse surfing community maybe on the planet. And I don't care how you want to slice it. You want to slice it by gender, there's probably almost as many gals as there are guys. If you want to go by ethnicity, there's every shade of the rainbow. You want to go by sexual orientation, how you identify, everybody is on Rockaway. You know, we're all New Yorkers, you know, so we're kind of used to being crammed on subways together, and we're used to hearing different languages.
Surfing for many New Yorkers is a way of life. So take that, my California surfers.
I'm going to sound like a big hippie or something, you know, but there's a flow to it, man, you know? The waves come in and they go out. It's just like breathing, right? In and out, you know? When you get down there, you're on Rockapulco time, you know? You slow it down a little bit.
Rockapulco time. Yeah, I could get into that. So after teaching the teens and me how to paddle out and pop up, I gave jumping up on the board a try.
Okay, Maria, paddle, paddle, paddle. Let's see.
Wait,
the paddle.
I'm thinking what I gotta do here.
Don't overthink. Let your body do what it knows how to do.
All right.
Paddle, paddle, paddle. Up! Oh!
It was a lot of fun, and the teens really got into it.
And, like, hearing about it in New York, I was like, wow. Like, I can finally do it in New York, because I thought that I would have to wait till, like, I went away for college or something to actually pick it up.
I want to say thank you to the New York Surf School for hanging out with us on a snowy Wednesday afternoon. And who knows, one of these days you may see this resident New Yorker hanging 10 in Rockapulco. Cowabunga, mi gente!